When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
XY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts
right now. Yes, it is Friday. Welcome to the show. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze, 85 for the high today. Boss, saw, shaw, cross, murder, rates, garbage plates. It's going to be nice out. Question this morning, Breeze. How many of you have ever done this in public to avoid talking to someone you did not want to talk to?
Yeah. It's a thing. It's a thing. But there's an art, right? You got to do it in a certain way.
If anyone is good at this, I would imagine it would be you.
Definitely. 150% me.
So if this has happened to you, please let us know. I want to know who's good at this. 585-252-9800. This week, I had to run to the Apple store, Eastview Mall, because Apple's become quite good at taking my money. I don't give my money to other people anymore, Breezy. I give it to Apple.
You're like, Steve Jobs, I know you're dead, but you could use a couple thousand.
So while I'm in there, I'm just kind of browsing, and I look over, and I see someone that I absolutely did not have the energy to talk to.
Yikes. Okay.
First off, I blocked this person on social media a while back because she kept harassing me.
Why?
She was asking me out multiple times, and I tried to be polite and said, no, I appreciate it. I'm not interested, but she wouldn't take no for an answer, so I blocked her.
It's really bad.
Anyone, any one of you who's ever blocked someone on social media or their phone number or Venmo or MyFitnessPal or MySpace, you eventually are going to run into them in public and you understand how awkward that can be, right?
Very much so.
Very awkward.
Couldn't be more awkward.
So naturally, I did what any normal person would do. I held my phone up to my head and faked a phone call.
Yep.
Here's where it got really incredibly interesting. I got a phone call and my phone rang during this fake phone call for the first time in my life.
You didn't.
My phone isn't on vibrate. I don't know why, and it rings. And I know for a fact she saw all of this go down. And I won't lie. Was it quite humiliating? Sure, it was.
The most.
But she embarrassed herself when she couldn't accept no for an answer. So that's on her. How many
and then
of you?
You're like, and then I embarrassed myself by pretending that I was taking a business call.
And around we go.
You know what would be even worse? If the person was coming up to you to like talk and you have the phone to your ear and you're like giving them the 1 minute finger and then it just starts ringing. You're like, I don't know how that happened. The call dropped.
I had no interest. I'm like, it's that feeling you get when you see someone and you're like, oh God, we don't have to do this, do we?
I don't have 6 hours today. You know, I don't have it in me.
How many of you faked a phone call to avoid talking to someone? 585-252-9800. You can call or hit us up on the text line. I know for a fact a handful of you do this every day.
Yep.
And you all have great stories.
Yep.
Let's hear them. When was the last time, Breeze?
So it was when I was living in the city and I was walking down Park Ave. It was later at night. And I did this every single time I passed an unknown person. Because I was just so fearful living in the city. Every time I passed someone late at night,
yeah,
I was like, oh, I'm on the phone. Because they can't abduct me if I'm on the phone.
Well, you'd be surprised.
And one time I was walking past someone who was completely normal. And I'm having a full-fledged conversation with myself. And my phone starts lighting up and ringing. And I'm like, oh my God, I look psychotic. No, I look like I need to be in a mental institution. Yeah.
Hello, PXY. Who's this?
Good morning, Carmen. What's happening,
Carmen,
guys?
What up? Happy Friday, bud. You got a story? Have you done this?
Dude, I was at a gas station. I ran into a friend who I had known for many years when we used to work together. I'm like, man, what's going on? I'm all friendly, and I'm like, wait, why is he so freaking cold to me? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I blocked him on Facebook. So I forgot that I had blocked him, but I was friendly with him. And I'm like, I can't know why he's so cold. It doesn't make any sense.
Why did you block him?
Oh, you know, it's a whole political view thing.
Right.
So,
I got
tired of hearing what he had to say, and I'm sure he didn't want to hear what I had to say. So,
right.
It was one of those things. See, politics.
You got to remember who you blocked.
Yeah, it's very important. You need a list in your phone, Carmen.
That's right. As soon as they walk up, it tells me, hey, you blocked this dude. Don't speak.
I should have guessed it was about politics.
Yeah.
That or he hit on your wife. Yeah. I don't know.
Either or.
I think it was political, but yeah. I'm driving to Lansing, Ithaca out today, so it should be a good time. Good drive. Good vibes this morning, guys.
Good vibes. Thanks for the call, man. Have a great weekend.
See you, guys.
See ya.
Yeah, you can't give the old blockeroony online and then be super nice IRL.
You have to know who you're blocking at all times. Yeah. Amy says, good morning, guys. Yes, 100%. I faked a phone call at the gym to avoid a guy who always tries to correct my form and hit on me. Yeah, pulling out the phone to have a conversation at gym.
This person says, I'm going to have to start doing this with my coworker who doesn't shut the F up.
Yeah, this would be a perfect opportunity for that. Sure.
Time.
Couldn't do this when there was no cell phones and you just had pagers. You know, you couldn't do this type of thing.
Right.
Michelle says, I'm laughing so hard right now, you guys. I once fake called my mom and Kohl's just to avoid my kid's former karate instructor. Wasn't ready to explain why we stopped coming.
That's the worst, too. I mean, like, I don't know why you're avoiding people, and that's your own personal reasons. But if you see someone in public that you either, like, owe money to or an explanation, that is the absolute worst run-in.
Yeah.
Worst run-in.
Eventually, it's going to happen.
Why haven't you paid me back for the $300 I lent you back in 08? Oh, I'm on the phone. Your phone's dead. So, not sure what's happening there.
Yeah, that's a good one. Let's go to Brett. Hey, good morning, Moose and Breeze. There was a girl I went on 2 dates with and ghosted. Saw her when I was out with friends, immediately faked a call.
Mm-hmm.
That's very uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Moose and Breezy, my girlfriend hates answering the door for people. Ordered a pizza, forced her to grab it. She faked a phone call in front of the delivery guy, and the phone rang. She was mortified, but it made me super happy.
Yep. You gotta face your fears. You gotta do it.
What's the delivery guy thinking? You know what I mean? They must just be insulted.
Yeah, what's wrong with me?
You can't answer the door? Oh, I know so many people like this. They will not. They'll order food but refuse to answer the door. Why? Like, I don't want to come. How do you get through the day?
Right.
I don't want to come face to face with an individual and have to have a normal conversation.
I can't call in for my doctor's appointment. What? Make it make sense.
Oh, these are great, you guys.
So good. It's so good. But, you know, these are things that you got to be a big girl. You got to be a big boy and just face your fears. And if you're going to face them head on. Don't half-ass with a fake phone call and then your phone is blowing to smithereens with texts, calls, emails, whatever the case may be.
This is why when we all wore Bluetooth headsets, we had that little earpiece. Those were even more useful. Nobody knew who you were talking to.
Nobody knew.
You just walk around like an idiot. Well, you can still do the AirPods.
Yeah, but then you just look psychotic because you don't know if you're listening to something or you're talking on the phone. So
we're all psychopaths anyway.
Take PXY mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow on the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98 PXY.
Another one bites the dust. What is it with bagel joints in this city getting shut down?
What happened?
Kroger's Bagels on Monroe Ave in South Goodman has been shut down by the Monroe County Health Department.
What?
A notice on the building indicates that all food operations were halted on Tuesday. The health inspector report obtained by our friends over at a credible news source cited that there were present mouse droppings and fruit flies throughout the facility.
Look, it's no surprise to us. That's in every single restaurant, probably fast food joint. but that you take care of it.
Right.
You can't let it out in the open.
The shop will remain closed until it meets health code standards. I don't know if mice just love bagels or cream cheese or what's happening, but first balsam, now this,
and then
we
Spot.
Can't catch a break.
When Spot was open.
Oh, yes. There. I'm going on record saying it right here, right now. Mice love breakfast food.
Well, then I must be a little mouse. Because, man, I just had a breakfast sandwich from there 2 weeks ago.
Yummy.
It's delicious. I'm not going to lie. It was good.
He goes, that's what that chocolate chip was. All right. That's that.
Well, so, what's the deal? What do they got to do? They got to clean it up. And listen, here's the thing.
They can't open again until they show that they've
Right. They'll clean it.
Their shortcomings.
Guys, just a little tip. I've been through this multiple times. Best time to go is as soon as they open. It's as clean as can be. Go get yourself a breakfast sandwich.
Moose goes, go there at 4 a.m. Get in line.
Coming up on the show.
You'll be behind like three rats, but other than that, it'll be fine.
Is it romantic or is it a little too desperate? We want to know what you think. If someone deletes their dating app after just one date with you, is that sweet or is it straight up a red flag? Lauren's going to come on the air with us next to share her first date and why she got, according to her, grossed out after the guy did this. We'll talk about it coming up next on PXY.
So you have a podcast and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze, happy Friday. Is deleting the dating app just after one day considered a red flag? Creepy or cute? 585-252-9800. So Lauren agreed to come on the show with us this morning after she texted in for There I Said It This Week that people who delete the app after one date are creeps. Hi, Lauren. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
What's up?
I went on this date last week with a guy I met on Hinge.
Yes.
And it was fine. It was like, it wasn't bad. It was nothing crazy either. We had drinks. We had some good conversation.
Where was the first date? Where did you guys go?
Half Pint.
A classic.
Is that a typical first date spot for you, Lauren?
Every first date a guy offers is at Half Pint.
Why?
My spot too.
I love the place, but why?
It's fun, but it's like, why is that the only spot?
I don't know. It's
was
convenient.
This before or after it got smashed in? I mean, listen, it's a chill spot. It's not a lot of pressure. It's not like a certain way to go there.
I can understand, though, because after you're done with Half Pint, you can pretty much walk anywhere around Park Ave after that.
If you want to.
So what happened?
So the date lasted about 2 hours. And
pretty good.
It was normal first date vibes. It was fun. But then the next morning, he texts me and says, hey, I had fun last night.
Yeah.
I deleted the app. I'm all in if you are. I'm like, wait, what?
I'm all in if you are. Okay, this guy knows what he wants. That's kind of refreshing, yeah?
Absolutely.
How are you making that decision after one date?
Oh, that's really turned you off.
Yes, and this is just a heads up to all men listening. Like, that's not cute when men do that.
Yeah, you're turned off. Listen, I understand at the same time what you're saying. I don't think anybody likes when an individual shows all their cards at once. You want there to be a little bit of cat and mouse.
Leave the animals out of it, for the love of God.
The mountain lion. So, Lauren, what was your response to him after he asked you that?
I told him no. I told him, hey, I prefer to take things slow, and I have no idea after one date if I want to be romantically invested in you or not long term.
Yeah,
right?
No, I get that.
Which is true.
Right.
And so...
Lauren, cut it. Like, I feel like you should know. Like, if you're vibing with someone after one date, like, I'm not saying you need to, like, get engaged, but you should have a pretty good consensus on, hey, am I going to see this person again? Do I see this going anywhere? Like, I've known after every single first date whether it was a thing or not.
Well,
every single one.
I understand, Lauren, because even from my personal dating experience, one date is not enough to know, hey, I'm going to go ahead. We're in this together. And I get that. That's a little, it's fast. You want to take your time to really get to know somebody, because I think we can all agree people have really shown who they are after the first month. You know, everyone's on their best behavior in the beginning. You don't truly know who somebody is.
Of course not. You don't truly know how somebody is until you even meet their friends and see how they act around them.
I want to go over to a couple of people on hold who want to comment on what we're talking about. Hi, PXY, what's your name?
Hey, my name is Anthony.
Anthony, you got a comment on what Lauren's saying?
Is she there? Can she hear me?
Yeah,
we're
all on together. Go
we'll
for it.
We'll patch you through.
Oh, great. So, Lauren, I have a question for you. I want to know what exactly you're looking for, because it's kind of frustrating for me to listen to this. Because, like, it seems like when it comes to dating, women don't want to play games, and then you go out on this date, and you have a really good time,
and
you're turned off that he's ready to date you and only you. Like, he doesn't want to play games. He's doing the right thing.
That's true, too.
Like, I just don't get – it's like you can't win as a guy these days.
No.
It's like what do you even do?
I rarely ever defend men, but I'm on your side. Like, this is tough.
Listen, there has to be some amount of playing games in the beginning, because there has to be a mystery. I'm not saying that I'm not looking for a long-term relationship, but deleting the app after one date is not sweet. It's a red flag.
No, it's not.
Are you hearing yourself right now? There has to be some amount of playing games at the beginning. Like, what? This is the most, like, psycho thing I've ever heard.
But, like, you're so right, Anthony, because you know what? Any other guy would probably be, like, still bopping around. His thumb would fall off from swiping too hard by, like, the seventh day. And they're like, I just want you to commit. And now it's just, like, not soon enough. It's like, oh, my God.
I can appreciate what you guys are saying, but I guarantee you a majority of the people listening right now, if this happened to them, they would get grossed out by it.
There's nothing to be grossed out about.
I'm just saying, that's the dating scene
Oh my God, I found someone who wants to commit. Oh my God, let's run in the opposite direction.
Yeah, it might be sad, but nobody wants somebody to show all their cards right away. There needs to be a little bit of mystery, whether you like that or not. That's just how it goes.
Mystery? They're still getting to know each other. The whole thing's a mystery.
But if you're ready,
I'm exclusively getting to know you.
Well, he's saying we're all in this. I'm dating you and only you. And that scares you, Lauren?
It's not. It's creepy. It's not scary.
Creepy?
You don't know after one date. Okay, after maybe three or four. But how do you know after one date you don't?
Okay, this is exactly why guys get dragged for playing games with women. But when we don't do that, when we do the right thing, somehow we still get slammed. Like, come on. What do you want, Lauren? You want a guy who ghosts you for 3 days and he keeps swiping on some weird app until he figures it out?
Mm.
Period. Not for nothing, but, like, this is like a man going out to a restaurant and ordering 14 appetizers. It's not normal. But if you go out with a man and he orders one and he's just focused on one and he's really enjoying it, you'd be like, oh, yeah, that's pretty basic.
Well,
you look at that man and be like, that man's a slob. You ordered 14 appetizers.
You don't want to try a little bit of everything that restaurant has to offer.
You literally look gluttonous.
A dude who tells you what he wants up front, that is not a red flag, Lauren.
Period.
And I'm telling you what women want. They don't want intensity like this after the first date.
Okay, you're looking for a guy to play cool, and that's what you think this is, intensity.
Your trauma showing, yes. Lauren. It really
is. It's too much too soon.
It's too much. Let's
calm down.
All right, let's hear what our listeners have to say. 585-252-9800. Whose side are you on? Anthony or our friend Lauren here? Thank you guys both for weighing in this morning.
Thank you.
All right, have a good day. Happy Friday. Bye. Let's get to some text.
Wow, this is a lot.
Wait, hold on. I was trying to read these and talk at the same time, but Ray says, I think Lauren is being dramatic. The guy was just being upfront. Would she prefer he ghosted her instead? At least he's honest and intentional. And then Katie says, Team Lauren, 100%. One date is not a relationship. Deleting the app after one date feels like love bombing. Interesting.
You can do whatever you want with your own phone, whether you share that or not. I mean, maybe that's a strategic thing that you have to work through. You deleting something off your own phone is not love bombing. That's just you organizing your apps. Get real. This person says, my boyfriend just blocked me out of the blue after 6 months. So you definitely don't know someone after one date. Nobody's saying that you know someone. No, he didn't go to this girl and was like, I know you fully. We're going to get married. Like, he never said that. He's just like, hey, I'm just not the type of person to date around and juggle and spin three different plates. So I'm just going to focus on you.
No,
not that deep, you guys.
You're not wrong. But what I'm saying is, here's the thing. I think a lot of people sometimes just forget that you don't know where this relationship is going to go or where it's going to lead. You just need a second to get to know this person before you go all in. That's all I'm saying. PXY, who's this?
Hi, this is Samantha.
Hi, Samantha. Go ahead. You're live.
So I just wanted to give kudos to both people because, yes, after one day, it is kind of sketchy to an extent. However, you should give them another shot without even questioning or thinking about it and going on that second date. Because, yes, they might be throwing all their cards out there. Okay, don't be throwing yourself out there. Let them throw themselves out there to see, one, if there is any red flags, or two, what they can propose and how they can propose it. Mm-hmm. Because maybe this is Mr. Right. Maybe this is the one. You will never know until you get out there and reach.
Right.
Because
unfortunately, That's the problem with dating today, though, too, right? Is that there's so many options and people are so quick to just go back to the app and start swiping again because one tiny little thing took place.
So he's not a part of the problem. He's a part of the solution. You're part of the problem. He might be. It's too soon. It's too soon.
Go ahead, Samantha.
Correct. Because, I mean, everybody is so stuck in their phones that they can't even look up and see what they really look like. What is that gaze in their eyes? Are they actually having full communication? Are they talking with their hands too much? Do they blink too much? Mm-hmm. Is he too, like, much of a clinger? Does he talk about his mom too much because I'm looking at my phone? Like, those kind of things, you know?
Mannerisms are important.
Communication.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, like, you are so right to AT. And I just think it's absolutely insane because why wouldn't you want to just like get to know someone fully without them being distracted by 13 other women, whether they're going on dates with them or not? They're still looking and talking and having stupid conversations. Honestly, the conversations that you have on the apps are, they have no substance. So I'm not sure what we're doing. How was your day? What are you doing? Like, get out of here.
Well, yeah, anybody who's been on the dating apps, especially if you're talking to 14 people, it's exhausting. Let's go over to Matt. What's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning. That first girl's crazy. We live in a society where every girl is obsessed with Love Island or 90 Day Fiancé or so many quick things. And then this guy wants to commit like, hey, I just want to talk to you, not play games. And she's like, need a mystery. Like, how do guys feel like it's a mystery when we show up to a date and you don't look like anything close to what we were seeing on the app?
Right. That's like, yeah,
we got to deal with that stuff. Yeah. So yeah, she's crazy.
Matt, you hit it on the head, buddy.
Breezy, yeah. Respect the love for the men this morning. Appreciate you. Moose, figure out what side you're on, okay?
It's few and far between, Matt, but I'm glad I could provide.
Listen, I actually just started watching Love Island. I got to tell you, it's engaging.
See, you're part of the problem. Poor gentleman just wants to find true love. And you're over here part of the problem. Better than that, Moose.
Hey, let's get that beer soon, huh, buddy?
You got it, brother.
All right, man. Have a great weekend. Thanks.
Hey, Matt.
Hey.
This person says, Lauren, maybe Lauren wasn't feeling it in general and she just doesn't want to admit it and she's putting it on the guy. So true.
Guys, if he's deleting the app after one date, imagine what he's doing after the second, a.k.a. proposal? I don't know. Can you imagine?
And honestly, send it. Figure it. I'd rather figure it out that way than be talking to 15 guys, one of which might be a serial killer, but we don't know that for certain.
No, that's what comes.
Could be on the website. Are we dating the same guy? Who knows?
All right. Thank you guys for the messages on this one. It's PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, keep your head on a swivel. It's tough in these trenches.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.